An estimated one-third of the country's 8 million people are affected by some kind of mental illness, yet there are only 3 trained psychiatrists in the entire country to care for them, according to the World Health Organization. While poverty and fear are the main triggers for mental illness, some also have been intimidated by continuous threats made by Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents. Many Somalis with mental disorders are simply chained to beds or imprisoned in criminal jails for years, leaving them with permanent trauma and physical injuries. Dr. Abdurrahman Ali Awale, who trained in psychiatric care for the mentally ill, opened his first mental health hospital in Mogadishu in 2005. He now operates a network of 4 hospitals and rehabilitation centers with limited help from the WHO and other international donors. He says post-traumatic stress linked to the 2 decades of near constant war and frequent drought is one of the main reasons for the higher rate of mental illness.
dagaalada xulada barakaca falaanta shaqalaanta ma fahantay stress ki jira.
Many people have endured torture, rape or crippling injuries, while others have seen their families suffer extreme violence. Also, the use of khat, the narcotic leaf and cannabis contribute to the number of the mentally ill patients in the country. Take the case of Ahmed Ali, whose khat chewing became heavier while his stress grew worse. He is now prone to bouts of manic singing of the same songs that he remembered from his health days. But one of the lucky ones is Noor Ali. After he began shouting and abusing his parents, he was brought to this mental health center. He was given sedatives, food and regular counseling. Within weeks, he had stabilized and now he says that he is back to his former self. Lack of medicine, resources, infrastructure and poorly qualified doctors impedes any chance of providing proper care. Furthermore, those with mental illness face severe problems of discrimination, stigma, isolation and neglect. Dr. Omar Hani, who is a Somali physician, says the number of cases of mental illness has increased, especially during the last 3 years.
In this long, endless war causes the number of mental people to increase because of explosions and rockets and fear and killing, you know.
Dr. Awale entertains his patients with regular quizzes in order to overcome the isolation and depression they have, dividing the patients into 2 competing teams. He also reads out old Somali folk tales. This has helped patients come out of their withdrawn state and got them to behave in a more open and expressive way. But only peace will bring long-lasting improvements to the millions suffering mental illness in this country. Reporting for RFI, I am Mohammed Shagnour in Mogadishu.